Welcome to a new episode of the Film at Lincoln Center podcast. This week, we're excited to present a conversation with Little Girl Blue director Mona Asha Shea, producer Leticia Gonzalez, and lead actress, Academy Award winner Marion Cotillard, as they discuss the Rendezvous with French Cinema selection with FLC assistant programmer Madeline Whittle. The lives and legacies of three generations of extraordinary women are unpacked in Mona Asha Shea's César-nominated hybrid documentary. The writer-director turns her gaze on her mother, Carol, a writer, photographer, and actress, and the daughter of a novelist and screenwriter Monique Lang, goddaughter of William Faulkner. Carol's myriad professional achievements notwithstanding, her private life was indelibly marked by predatory behavior she experienced at the hands of those close to her, including family friend Jean Genet. Marion Cotillard brilliantly embodies Carol across a series of hauntingly resonant reconstructions that, alongside a generous archive of video photography and personal writing, create a rounded portrait of a troubled but outstandingly creative mind. Asha Shea blurs the line between truth and fiction, producing a work as fittingly unsettling and unforgettable as her mother's own story. Opening in our theaters next Friday, don't miss the NYFF 61 Spotlight selection, Reiichi Sakamoto, Opus, from director Neo Sora. When Sakamoto died in March of 2023, at age 71, the world lost one of its greatest musicians, a classical orchestral composer, a techno-pop artist, and a piano soloist, who elevated every genre he worked in and inspired and influenced music lovers across the globe. As a final gift to his legions of fans, Neo Sora, Sakamoto's son, has constructed a gorgeous elegy starring Sakamoto himself in one of his very last performances. Neo Sora joins us in person for a Q&A at the 3:30 p.m. screening next Saturday, March 16th. Don't miss Reiichi Sakamoto, Opus, beginning Friday, March 15th. Get tickets at filmlink.org/opus. Now please enjoy the conversation between Little Girl Blue director Mona Asha Shea, producer Leticia Gonzalez, and lead actress Marion Cotillard.
It's such a joy to have the three of you with us to speak about this extraordinary film, which I feel it's an honor to be speaking with you immediately after this great room of people has encountered Carol Achache. Perhaps for the first time, perhaps encountered her in a new way if they were already familiar with her work. In the film, you narrate somewhat explicitly the origins of the film, but could you speak in a bit more detail, just to kick things off, about the decision to tell this story, the story of your mother and of your grandmother and of your family and family history, specifically in this mode that is not quite documentary and not quite a fictional reenactment, but that somehow transcends both.
I'm sorry, I'm going to say it in French. Au point de départ, il y avait les 26 caisses d'archives qu'on voit dans le film et que je m'étais promis de jamais ouvrir. Et finalement, je l'ai fait et j'ai trouvé les photos qu'on voit de Carol, jeune, libre, solaire, très loin de la femme très détruite intérieurement et extérieurement que j'avais connue. Et j'ai eu besoin de comprendre. Et j'ai mené mon enquête, j'ai lu tout ce que je pouvais. Et j'ai, au-delà de la mère défaillante, j'ai découvert un personnage fascinant. Et puis j'ai trouvé ce dictaphone dans lequel il y avait la voix de Carol qui elle-même avait cherché à comprendre le pourquoi pourquoi on l'avait à ce point laissé tomber dans son enfance. Et la force de cette voix, cette chose si vivante, et à la fois l'absence de Carole, j'ai ressenti ce manque, et il y a eu ce fantasme impossible de faire revenir ma mère pour qu'elle m'explique son geste. Et de là est venu le fantasme tout aussi fou que Marion, parce que je l'ai vraiment rêvé avec Marion, qu'elle ressuscite Carole pour que Carole devienne enfin l'héroïne de sa propre vie.
The starting point were the 26 boxes of archives that we see in the film, which I had promised myself never to open. And yet, I did, and in these, I found these photographs of Carole, young Carole, so free, so solar, and so far from this woman who was both inside and outside destroyed, as we saw in the film. And so I really needed to investigate, to understand, beyond the faltering mother, who this character was, this fascinating character. I found the tape recorder with her voice, and in which she asks why she was abandoned in her childhood. We hear her voice say that, and we hear the strength in this voice, the life in this voice. And this made me feel everything that was missing, what I lacked, and it brought up this impossible fantasy of bringing my mother back and having her explain what she did, which led to this other impossible fantasy, which was having Marion do it, because it really was Marion that I dreamed of for this part of having her resuscitate my mother and turn her into the heroine that she was.
So I'm curious about the process by which Marion became involved. You knew, you envisioned Marion in this part. And Marion, I know from interviews you've spoken about reading the screenplay and being so captivated by the character and this means of exploring the character. And I wonder if you could speak a bit about the screenplay that you, Mona, shared with Marion, and what at what stage of development was the film? Because it's such a hybrid film in terms of its use of images and use of the archive, and use of scripted passages in particular, and use of voiceover and text. And I'm curious what the screenplay looked like that you gave to Marion, and Marion, what in the screenplay captivated you?
C'était un film très écrit, dans lequel il était entendu que le que la vérité du tournage allait aussi faire jaillir une part qui était inconnue, mais comme il y avait cette quête de vérité, je m'étais vraiment appuyée sur les enregistrements sonores de Carole et sur ce qu'elle avait écrit, et donc tout le film était articulé autour de ses textes et de sa voix, et j'avais restitué ce point de départ, ma solitude, donc ce point de départ documentaire, l'arrivée de Marion, qui était comme une vision fantasme de l'actrice qui arrive et qui s'empare des vêtements de ma mère, de ce qui me reste d'elle pour devenir Carole. Et ensuite le déroulé du film. Donc évidemment, il y a eu et d'ailleurs, bon, ça Marion le racontera, mais la part documentaire est venue et vraiment a vraiment été rendue possible parce que Marion a aussi accepté de travailler seule avant le tournage. J'avais envie qu'on ait nos deux solitudes respectives. Moi, mon chemin d'enquête et d'écriture. Marion, son chemin de travail. Et que le film, ensuite, dont le tournage n'a duré que 8 jours avec Marion, que le film soit le témoin de ce travail et de cette transformation. Mais la base était très écrite.
It was a very written film. It was understood that the truth of the shoot would bring out something that was unknown, but the quest for truth that I was on was very much based on what I had heard in the recordings of Carole. And so that was very clearly articulated based on her voice. That had really been put down. And the film starts from my solitude, from my loneliness, And then Marion arrives, and she really is this fantasy vision of an actress who arrives, who puts on my mother's clothing, and from there, the film unfolds. And Marion will talk about this too, I'm sure, but the film's documentary part was really made possible by the fact that Marion accepted to work alone ahead of time. I wanted there to be our two respective solitudes or loneliness in parallel. Mine investigating into my mother, and then Marion working before we started shooting, because in fact we only shot for 8 days. And then the film is a witness to this transformation that she goes through. And it was basically a very written film.
It was 8 very long days. Just so you know. No, what was your question? It was about the script, right?
The script, and what about the character of Carole and the approach to the project was exciting to you and carried you through, because it's such an extraordinary performance that is requires a degree of intensity that I think only comes from loving the character or loving the subject in some way.
Yeah. Well, as Mona said, it was really written. Everything was there. The only thing that was not in the script was how I failed the first days with the lip sync. I worked a lot. I know a little bit about lip sync because I experienced it on other movies. But the lip sync I had experienced was with music. So there's something that is really like the rhythm. It's like mathematics. It's you have like you can relay on the music, but on like a regular speech, it's really hard. And I have to say that I didn't expect that it would be that hard. And I worked for like 3 months, days and night, listening to the recordings, you know, like messaging the rhythm inside of me and all the length of, you know, well, when you speak like this, well, what I just say, like I dripped on words and I dripped on my own rhythm. It was really like really hard to get, but I thought I was ready. And then the first day on set, I lost it. Like I couldn't do an entire scene without cutting myself, and the rhythm was the speed was, it was, I mean, I couldn't, yeah, I was lost. I was really, it was the hardest thing I had ever done. And I said to Mona, I think I'm ruining your film, which is more than a film. And I remember the first day I was like crying and saying, I'm so sorry, I'm not, like, I'm failing you. It's really not what you deserve. I thought I would be ready, but I cannot do it, but I have to do it. And Mona and Leticia, they were really amazing because they never doubt that it would add something to this film. And but then the first time I saw the film, I was like, no. I mean, this is the story of your mother. My struggle shouldn't be there. But then and then Mona told me, but this is a movie about my mother, but it's more than that to me, because if it was just a movie about my mother, I wouldn't write Marion Cotillard arrives as herself and puts on the clothes of my mother and the objects and everything. So there was a dimension that I had forgotten because I thought I was not good enough for what she was asking and what she deserved. I'm not really answering your question. I'm going elsewhere. But But I felt when I read the script right away that it was something that was so unique, that was so peculiar, that was something that I had never done before and that I would never do again. Well, not that it was that hard, but this is, you know, it's not every day that a director comes and say, can you bring my mother back to life? So I, as I said before you watched the movie, it was more than a movie. It was really like taking on this journey with an artist who wanted to tell her story, which is universal because we are so many women that had been, that were sexually assaulted and this... And as I said before, again, that as you saw, she talked. She said everything. She went to see people and she said that what happened to me and I'm suffering and it's destroying me and nobody listened to her. So to bring this voice back to you today, to the people in France who saw the movie, it's something that is like when you take your suffering, when you take your life and your inner disaster and you make it a piece of art, I think that worth everything, that worth what we do. Sometimes I'm like, I'm an actress, what do? I tell stories, and sometimes I have this like, is it useless? Is it? And this movie really brought me back to, yeah, art is very important because when you meet such an incredible artist who can take all her life and her suffering life and make an object of art, this is something that can really resonate in people. And yeah, that's why I really wanted to be part of this project. It was really long.
That's a beautiful response. And it leads nicely into my next question, which is, again, for both of you, because I think... the film, in so many ways, is a testament to or a document of your collaboration. And Mona, you spoke about the degree to which the film is very carefully scripted, and it's clearly also very carefully constructed on a formal level in terms of the construction of the set and the way that it's shot and edited. Very meticulous in its construction, and yet... there is sort of an electricity to it that suggests to me that it is the product of a process of experimentation or of a therapeutic process of experimenting with these immense emotions and internal forces of grief and anger and connection or unknowability, the desire to know. And I want to ask you both if you could speak a bit about how you balanced those forces in the process of making the film, the very deliberate, constructed, planned framework within which you could experiment and go through this therapeutic process.
Le point de départ, oui, il y avait comme l'idée aussi de mettre en scène une psychothérapie physique, matérielle, d'utiliser ces caisses et de figurer un chemin thérapeutique. Donc on ouvre les caisses, on met tout par terre, puis petit à petit on arrive à mettre de l'ordre. Puis j'avais cette idée de décor où je mettais toutes les photos au mur. Au scénario, c'était écrit que c'était un repère de serial killer, donc il fallait pas trouver qui a tué qui, mais pourquoi Carole s'est tuée. Et après, il y avait ce désir fort de, puisqu'il est question d'un grand désastre, mais aussi de gens qui s'aiment, et de raconter cette histoire-là, de la transmettre à mes enfants, et c'était d'accepter l'idée de pouvoir faire du beau avec le lait. Et il y a cette idée de la mythologie qui plane sur nous depuis la nuit des temps et qui brasse avec elle quelque chose de beau, d'onirique. Et il y avait à la fois cette quête de vérité, cette quête de réalité, mais cette envie aussi d'emmener ça avec une forme qui puisse petit à petit, plus on avançait vers la vérité, plus on se décollait du réalisme. Ça, c'était écrit, c'était très réfléchi. Et après, effectivement, par-dessus ça est venu s'ajouter, et c'était pas le moindre morceau, ma relation avec Marion, qui était au début réellement une relation entre une metteur en scène et une actrice, et qui très vite s'est confondue avec ma relation de fille avec ma propre mère. Et on a joué sur ce rivage trouble, mais qui était aussi l'envie du film. C'était une expérience de tournage très forte, mais aussi une expérience de vie que Marion a rendue possible.
The starting point was really this idea of staging, of creating a mise en scène for a concrete physical psychotherapy, you know, opening these boxes, putting everything inside them on the floor, really following a therapeutic trajectory, putting the photos up on the wall. In the screenplay, I had written it should look like a serial killer's hiding place. And it's not, you know, trying to figure out who killed who, but why Carole killed herself. And to really go into this, to be able to share this story with my own children, you know, to make something beautiful about out of what is ugly. And then, you know, there's mythology and the aspect that goes beyond reality, but there was a quest in what I was doing for reality and to move toward truth by creating a form that would take us away from realism. That was very written, it was very carefully thought through. But then on top of that, there was this other thing, which is far from insignificant, which is my own relationship with Marion, which initially was the relationship between a director and her actress, but very quickly began to blend with the relationship of the daughter with her mother. And so we made this film in this blurred, troublesome zone, but that was really the desire for the film. And it was a very powerful shooting experience, a very powerful experience of life that was made possible by Marion.
Et juste pour revenir sur ce que disait Marion par rapport au fait qu'elle est tombée, que le premier jour était difficile, je n'avais pas imaginé une seconde qu'on serait confronté à ça, tant je la fantasmais. C'est ce que raconte le début du film où je la visualise avec l'Oscar. Il y avait vraiment cette idée du grand sacré de l'actrice. Et tout d'un coup, je la vois faillir, je la vois lutter, et je trouve ça magnifique parce que il y a quelque chose qu'elle disait si beau de la difficulté de traverser un chemin, qu'il soit thérapeutique ou cinématographique, peu importe. Un jour, on prend la décision de faire quelque chose de ce qu'on est ou de ce qu'on a vécu. Il y a la décision de le faire et il y a le chemin pour y parvenir. Et je trouvais qu'il n'y avait rien de plus beau que de l'avoir peinée et que je savais qu'elle dépasserait ça. Et que je savais aussi qu'au moment où on l'oublierait derrière le personnage de Carole, même si on dit qu'il faut oublier un acteur pour croire à un personnage, mais je savais que Carole serait d'autant plus émouvante qu'elle était chargée du travail de Marion pour y parvenir. Et qu'à travers ses vulnérabilités, elle racontait les miennes, elle racontait celles de Carole, elle racontait celles de nous tous. Et que c'était trop beau.
Just to go back to what Marion said earlier about the fact that she failed or she struggled and that the first days of the film were so challenging, I hadn't imagined that for a second, because I had fantasized her entirely. That's what I show at the beginning of the film with her Oscar. I was completely in the myth of the actress. And to suddenly see her struggle, I found so magnificent. She said this beautiful thing about the difficulty of the path that you have to follow. And whether it's a therapeutic path or an artistic one, there was nothing more beautiful than her struggle. And I knew that we would get past that. And I knew, too, that at the moment we forgot Marion behind the character of Carole, even though it's said that we're always supposed to forget the actor or the actress behind his or her character, I knew that Carol would be charged with Marion's struggle and that that would represent Marion's vulnerabilities, my vulnerabilities, all our vulnerabilities. And that was such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, again, that was a special project because I had experienced, I experienced before taking on like real life people, but never in front of a member of the family, especially the one who's created all this. And I remember we had met with Mona briefly, like two times before the movie, but we had had a very deep and interesting conversation about women, about men, about the relationship between women, between men, between men and women. It was so deep and so interesting. And we met when I decided to do the movie. So we met one time, and then we met the second time when she gave me the recording and the pictures, and we had this beautiful conversation. And then we met again when we started preparing the movie. And I remember the first, comment on dit, les essais, camera.
Camera tryouts camera tests.
Yeah, the tests, sorry. The camera test and the makeup test and every, like, I was in this dressing room and they had put the makeup on and the wig and I was wearing the clothes. And then suddenly I was about to go on set, the test set, and suddenly I thought, wow, that I had mixed feelings because I wanted Mona to believe that I was her mother. And at the same time, I was like, what am I doing? Like, it might move her too much. And then the other voice was like, you want to move her. But then it's like, it's serious. It's not like, you know, it's... So it was like I was totally confused and I didn't know where my place was. And then suddenly I was like, she asked you to do this. And if she doesn't believe that you can actually be her mother, it won't work. So, and I was really scared that she would be too moved, that it would be too much. But at the same time, I wanted it to be that much. And so I went out and I saw that it would work. And then our relationship from that day became, it was a partnership based on love, understanding, and just like taking hands and telling the story of a woman who is, unfortunately, the story of many women. And on set, there was one day that was very, very special because, of course, she knows her mother. She knows what she knows of her mother, and she had already discovered something different. That's why she wanted to do this movie and to create this movie, to have this conversation with this woman she didn't know. She knew the suffering woman, and she didn't know this woman when she was young and solar, as she said. And And that very, and so she has her journey with her mother, and I had my journey with this woman I never met, I didn't know anything about before meeting Mona. And as an actor, you meet the character, whether it's someone who has existed or someone who is totally fictional. And the kind of aim for an actor is to understand this person. So you have a vision that is different. Like, you're going to meet someone and your friend is going to meet the same person and might not have the same feeling about this person. And what I saw in Carole was something that I shared. Like, it was very, like, innocent. One day I was on set and I had seen all those pictures and this footage that I mean, all the material that I had. And I saw something that I shared with Mona one day on set. I was like, this is beautiful what I see, because your mother really loved you and your brother. And Mona looked at me and she said, she was a very, like, hard woman to live with, and it's as if she was telling me, no, this love that you feel, I didn't feel. And then suddenly I was like, well, I feel it. I feel the love. I feel the love in the pictures and the footage. It was such a beautiful day, because then she took it. And it was really like through me was, and I was not responsible for anything, but I felt that I was kind of a tunnel of this message that, yeah, your mom loved you. Maybe she showed it in, like, a very weird way, but, and this connection connected us forever. And I think through art, again, you can really, like, experience things that you thought never existed. But then even when you thought it never existed, when you felt it never existed, then suddenly you can feel that it was actually something that was real. And that was, yeah, that was one of the most beautiful experiences that I had on set, was just through me, this character was saying, yeah, like, give her my love because it was real, you know?
That's so beautifully said. And I just... Building on this incredible exchange that the two of you have just communicated, I want to zoom out a bit and ask Leticia, since we have her here, about the role of a producer in sort of facilitating this alchemy. And because the role of the producer, I think, is often invisible, even more invisible than that of the director sometimes. And so what did you... what was your experience of witnessing and also making possible the conditions in which this kind of extraordinary alchemy could take place?
For me, it was also the same. It was the first experience like this in my life. I mean, I produced not a lot, but some kind, you know, some films. And for me, it was the first time. It was not a shooting. It was not a film. It was a very, I don't know how to say that, but it was incredible human being experience for me. She was, you know, like she said before, it was connection, it was chemical, it was, and really all the team saw Carole. So it was not a shooting, it was not a film, it was like, okay, what are we doing? It was 3 weeks, just 8 days with Marion, but long days. But during these 8 days, it was, okay, we are doing a film. Yes, we are doing a film. I can't say really, even today, even when I'm coming in this, for example, today, we come back from the, just before we are going here. And I say, people are watching this film. And it's so amazing to that art, that film could do this kind of thing, you know? So for me, it's really, you have to say that it was very difficult to do it. I mean, about in terms of production, in terms of money. When you say that, you say, how it could be possible? Why people didn't see that? It was so amazing film, but it was very difficult. And I don't understand why. Even today, I say, why? Because you need to have this kind of cinema, this kind of art. She's an artist, you're right. She's really an amazing actor. I mean, you are crazy, but you. And Mona, she's crazy. And it was so difficult to do this film. No, crazy, I mean crazy, incredible, I mean. And no, it was so hard because people with the script was so well written, really, with my experience, also my little experience. This kind of script, you never have this kind of thing, or very rare, you know. And then it was so hard because people told us, I don't exactly what you want to do with this film. Are you sure about the actress? Are you sure it's a good idea? It was really this when we were with Mona in front of the people. And so what can I say? It's really, I'm lucky to have this woman. And yes, we have to fight to continue to do this kind of films. But it's not so, I don't know why. I don't understand why today again. No, that's true. I'm naive, you know. I don't understand why.
And now we have the film to speak for itself and prove that all along it was an incredibly worthy project.
Yeah, yeah.
But we were lucky to have, I'm trying in English, to have Laetitia to, she gave us all a freedom, and it was like the key of the possibility to live that experience is to wear completely free. In the film, we have that Marguerite Yourcenar talk about Jean Cocteau, who tells, if your house is burning, why? What are you keeping? We are keeping the fire. And for me, it was the line of the writing and the line of the shooting, and that fire was the freedom, and it's very rare. We didn't have money, but we have freedom and love.
I could keep asking questions for another hour, but we are unfortunately out of time. We have another screening beginning at 9. So please join me in thanking our guests, and thank you all as well.